Well, we are continuing our Fruit of the Spirit sermon series, and tonight we're talking about faithfulness. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And how can we truly be faithful to Christ? It feels like a really mighty task sometimes. Will you pray with me? In the silence of the stars, in the heaving of the sea, in the rolling of the hills, we see you, Lord. In the voice of a friend, in the chatter of a child, in the words of a stranger, we hear you, Lord. In the stillness of this room, the calming of our minds and our hearts, we feel you, Lord. I ask you to let me move aside and let your words be spoken. Amen. Faithfulness. I'm going to talk a lot about confirmands today because they have been a very busy part of several of our schedules over the past 2 or 3 weeks. We have been doing confirmand conversations, okay? About 20, 30 minutes of hanging out with a freshman in high school, asking them questions about faith, about the church, about themselves. And I got a question that was good last week. How do I actually do this? She said. Faith feels impossible sometimes. Like, how do I listen to God? How do I know that God is speaking into my life? Because God doesn't send me a text message. I don't get an email. The Bible's good, but it's not just about me. How do I do this? And I looked at this young lady, said, it's going to be the hardest thing you do for the rest of your life. Don't want to sugarcoat it, but faith takes time. Faith takes application. Faith takes practice. And the best answer I can give you is just keep doing it. For then at one point in your life, you're gonna know nothing but to be faithful. Have you ever heard of that image? If you have a cup in your hand, I might have said this to you. I try to picture this sometimes about me and how I live my life and what fills me up, right? So I have a cup in my hand. Let's pretend it's a cup of tea. If somebody knocks into me, what's gonna spill out? Tea. If somebody bumps into my shoulder, what's gonna spill out? When they shut the tollway down this morning to one lane, what is gonna spill out? Because here's the things about practical faith. I do believe as Christians we make faith too difficult sometimes. But faith is not easy. In my own personal story, and we can have coffee or tea and I'll tell you more about it, it's why I was a school teacher for 15 years before I was a preacher. Now I do believe I was called to that, but I also was really, really frightened and unfaithful about answering my call into ministry. It seemed too much and too big. I looked up the definition of faith. Sometimes, you know, just a good old Google definition. Trust, to be loyal and submit to God. To trust and be loyal and submit to God. So I'm going to ask you several questions about what faith can look like. But I want to first start with, what would your life look like without it? What would you be doing right now? You wouldn't be here. What would your calendar look like without faith? What would your family look like without faith, your work, your school. It transforms every part of who you are and how you act. I like the end of the definition. Faith is a steadfast loyalty that isn't easily swayed. When I used to teach parenting classes often, and then I taught this one class to fifth and sixth graders, I used to say, make your decision before you go. Whatever party you're going to go to, whatever event you're going to go to, know your line and make it before you have to make it. I say it to parents. Figure out what you want to do when your kid starts dating before they come home and say, I got a girlfriend, because that happened to us. And we were like, oh, didn't think we were here yet. And we had to figure it out on the sly. It's much better to take time to be intentional and to think about who you want to be. Today, with the parents and the confirmands, I said to them, we're going to do something different today. We have goals in our life. They're typically surrounded around wealth, success. Today, we're going to establish some faith goals for you, for your children, for your family, and for where you want them to go. I love Philippians. We're going to go to verse 3, but Paul's writing a letter from prison, right? Anytime I think about this joyful chapter in a Bible, I try to imagine writing it on a dirt floor in a place where I was hated, and the only way I ate if people brought me food. And yet, Paul says this, Philippians 3, 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on and make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, do not consider that I have made it my own, but this is the one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Press on towards the goal for the prize of a heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ. Press on. Faith takes practice, consistency, community. Do you know when I walk every single day? Not by myself. I walk every Thursday because my neighbor Michelle walks with me. Do you know how many days I walked this week? One. Because Michelle was waiting for me. Sometimes we need people to help us continue our faithfulness when we can't do it on our own. And of course, we always look to who? What's the Sunday school answer? Give it to me. Jesus. So let's go to Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. Let us run with perseverance the race that was set before us, looking to who? To Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of God the Father. Living it out. Have you ever had days where it's hard to live out your faith? Absolutely. Because, as I told this young lady several weeks ago, it's the hardest thing you're ever going to do. Yet, it's also what is going to sustain you for each and every day of your life. Faith on a Tuesday. Faith when your loved one's name is rang and read on All Saints. Faith, when you just don't have the words to pray anymore, but yet because you have faith, you know you are not alone. So I'm not going to stand up here tonight and give you this magic recipe for how to have faith. I'm going to tell you to keep doing it. For your faith and my faith, when we come together in a community, they're each different and unique. But man, when they're strung together, they're powerful. They're true. And they're centered in the heart of Christ. We're moved forward by the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit. And we lean back into the example of what Jesus taught us to do. For the man whose mother was watching him die on a cross said kind words about the men surrounding him, made sure that his mother was taken care of. Faithfulness is sometimes just who we become. When I stray from my faith, and luckily these days it's just like a little detour and I'm brought right back in, but I don't feel right anymore. When I don't get up in the morning and start my day with quiet prayer with God, Greg will tell when I'm in the office that day. Because the things that Jesus has taught us to do aren't just there, so we have a book called Scripture. They're there to educate us and motivate us and move us forward closer and closer to human perfection. Through who? Ourselves? Absolutely not. Through the power of Jesus. Through the power of saints. Think about right now, if we turn the lights off in here. The illumination of the light of these candles would be enough. The light of the people who have come before us have taught us how to be kind, have taught us how to love well, have taught us how to die well. This week in chapel, Lauren read a verse from Jeremiah about nourishment. 17:7-8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him, for they will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries of years of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Where are you rooted? Is it next to a stream? Or is it in the midst of chaos? Is it next to a stream? Or is it in fear? Is it next to God's eternal stream? Or is it in yourself? You see, all of these scriptures today point us back to our God, our Savior, who humbled himself enough to come and walk among us, who taught us how to be faithful each and every day. For those of you struggling with your faith, I say good job. Because it means you care enough to know that you're in this struggle. You care enough to move forward, and you keep going. For what's going to carry you through? The faithfulness of Christ. I did say to this young lady, I know what I just said sounds really harsh and like, why would I keep coming to church? Like, come on, Pastor Kim, do better. I said, but I'll tell you what faith also does. When you keep steady, you remain steadfast. You say the prayers, you come to worship, you surround yourself with a community that helps keep you on a right path. You are reminded that you're never alone. You are reminded that God loves you, all of you. Not just the part you show up on Sunday morning or Saturday night, but also the part on the way, on the tollway at 10 a.m. this morning. But faithfulness, it remains who we're called to be. Faithfulness in Christ. Y'all, this week we're going to see faith in a lot of different things. Aren't you glad your faith is in Christ? Aren't you glad your hope for the future is through the love and the consideration and the grace of Christ? So I want you to ask yourself a hard question. How do I remain faithful? I want you to be very practical about it this week and think of 5 things you do in your life that help your faith grow and continue. Because if you have the same faith today as you did last year, let's go. Your faith should always be growing, always be thriving, always find something new in the Word of God, in the community of God, and always makes you then a better human. Not because of what you're doing, but because what Christ is doing through you. Faithfulness. A steadfast loyalty that isn't easily swayed. In God, this week, that's what we need the most. Will you pray with me? Dear gracious and loving God, as we come together, we remain faithful. Some of us, our faith is so strong, it cannot be broken. But yet in Scripture, you tell us we just need the faith of a mustard seed. We are thankful for your work in our lives, for your guidance, for your mighty acts as a shepherd. Let us listen. Let us learn, let us pray, and let us sing your praises. And ultimately, God, we are so thankful for the saints that have come before us to remind us how to live out our faith. We say this in your holy and precious name. Amen.